Welcome, dear listeners, to the episodes of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard about the Bhagavad Gita, Song of God. Today, we are going to see from The Battle Begins. This is the Great Kurukshetra War. In spite of all the efforts of the elders, the battle could not be prevented. The terrible war began. Leonine roars, clamor shouts, sounds of cow horns and the sounds of drums, cymbals and tabors rose from both the armies. The mighty Bhimasena roared like a lion. His roar rose above all other sounds. The first move came from the Kauravas. Duryodhana ordered an attack on the enemy. Frightful was the battle. With Bhishma in the chariot, Dushasana advanced towards the Pandavas. The Pandavas, with Drishtadyumna in front, at once sprang to action. Bhishma rushed at Arjuna. Arjuna also, taking up the bow Gandiva, attacked Bhishma. Arrows flew faster than raindrops. Satyaki encountered Kritavarma. Abhimanyu met Brihadbala, the king of Kerala. Brihadbala cut off the armor of Abhimanyu and the charioteer was overthrown. But Abhimanyu was not perturbed. He too in turn pierced Brihadbala with 9 arrows. Bhishma and the other warriors were astonished at the skill of Abhimanyu. Bhishma exclaimed, "Indeed, a worthy son to Arjuna." Abhimanyu faced Bhishma with great fury and all his supporters single-handed. He hurt Shalya, Kritavarma and Bhishma with several arrows. Reluctantly, Bhishma had to use his full strength against this boy. Inspired by Abhimanyu, Uttara quickly blossomed into a great fighter. Riding an elephant, he launched a fierce assault on Shalya. Shalya's horses were trampled to death. Shalya became very angry. He threw a javelin towards the heart of young Uttara. It went with unerring aim and pierced him in his chest. Uttara fell down dead. Another of Virata's son, Shweta, saw Uttara die. Reacting like fire, he drove his chariot towards Shalya. 7 great warriors surrounded Shalya to protect him, but undeterred, Shweta persisted. Arrows and missiles sped across like lightning in clouds against Shweta. Shweta defended himself marvelously. Single-handed, he parried their shafts with his own and cut their javelins down as they sped towards him. The warriors in both the armies were amazed at the skill of Shweta. It looked as though Shalya had been caught in the jaws of death. Duryodhana and Bhishma immediately came to his rescue. Shweta cut down the flag of Bhishma and then hurled a mace at Bhishma's chariot, which was smashed to pieces. Instantly, Bhishma sent an arrow at Shweta. Shweta was mortally wounded by that arrow and fell down dead in the first day's fighting. Dushasana blew his horn and danced in joy. The Pandavas and the other heroes mourned the death of Shweta, one of the greatest warriors. Bhishma again attacked the Pandava army. Arjuna then confronted him and stopped further destruction of the Pandava army by Bhishma. By that time, the sun had set and both sides halted the fight. Thus ended the first day's fight. The Pandava forces suffered greatly on the first day of the battle. Yudhishthira was not happy over the first day's events, while Duryodhana was jubilant. Duryodhana was sure of ultimate victory. Yudhishthira approached Krishna and said, "Krishna, look at that powerful Bhishma. He is indeed terrible. With his arrows, he destroyed our troops like fire burning dry grass. I feel it better to go back to the forest than to sacrifice my kith and kin at the hands of Bhishma." Krishna consoled Yudhishthira and said, "Grieve not, be patient. You know that Shikhandi is on our side. It has been predicted that he will kill Bhishma. Rishtadyumna too is on your side and he will kill Drona." The others also spoke encouraging words to Yudhishthira and cheered him up. After talking about the day's fight, all of them went to their tents to rest before another day of bloody war dawned. The second day. The Pandava army did not fare well on the first day. To avoid repetition of the disastrous losses, Rishtadyumna devised new methods. He arranged the army in form of a Krauncha bird. Drupada with his army stood at the head. The eyes of the bird were Kunti Bhoja and the king of the Chedis. The neck was formed by the army of Satyaki. Yudhishthira became its beak. Bhima, Abhimanyu and Arjuna were the head. Duryodhana observed the new formation of the Pandava army. He approached Drona and Kripa and said, "The Pandavas have rearranged their army in a formidable way, but our army should nevertheless destroy it." Bhishma formed a counter-arrangement and, standing in the front, advanced with his soldiers like Indra himself. Seeing him, Arjuna said angrily to Krishna, "Drive me to where Bhishma is. Today, I will meet him in the battle and kill him before he destroys us all." Krishna said, "You are right. I will take you there. But be careful." With soldiers protecting his chariot, Arjuna advanced towards Bhishma and the battle began. The venerable Bhishma took up his bow and rushed upon the Pandava army. He set a shower of arrows towards Abhimanyu, Bhima and Arjuna. Arjuna sent a series of 10 arrows at first. Then he sent 1,000 arrows all at a time, which covered Bhishma like a thick net. But Bhishma pierced the net with his arrows and the two continued to fight for long, well pleased with themselves, each competing with the other's skill. Drona joined Bhishma to help him. Shortly after, Duryodhana and Jayadratha too joined, but Arjuna single-handed withstood the attack from all of them. He hurt Bhishma and Drona with several arrows. Satyaki, seeing Arjuna fighting all alone, immediately rushed to his help accompanied by Abhimanyu and the sons of Draupadi. Now Drona's attention turned towards them. In the meanwhile, Bhishma hurt Arjuna. Arjuna's bow was bent almost to a circle. But Arjuna fought on, looking like a serpent spitting poison. The heroes of the Kaurava army were greatly perturbed. As the sun sank in the west, Bhishma turned to Drona and said with a smile, "It is better we stop the fighting now. Our army is too tired and full of fear. Arjuna appears like the god of death today." Drona ordered the army to withdraw and both armies withdrew. There was great jubilation in the Pandava camp on the second day, for they had turned the tables against the Kauravas. Bhishma in terrible form. On the third day, Bhishma arranged his army in the shape of Garuda, the sacred eagle. The eyes were Drona and Kritavarma. The back was Bhishma. Ashwatthama and Kripa made up the head of the bird. Jayadratha with his armies formed the beak. At the back stood Duryodhana with all his followers. Arjuna arranged the Pandava army in the form of a crescent with Bhima on the right side. The others stood in different places protecting Arjuna. In a few moments, the fight began. Blood flowed and the dust that was raised by the chariots, horses and elephants covered the sky. Arjuna's attack was fierce, but Bhishma was firm. He was killing as though he were the king of death. Arjuna rushed furiously towards Bhishma. Abhimanyu and Satyaki attacked Shakuni. There took place a hair-raising battle between the Pandavas and Kauravas. Each side was determined to defeat the other. Several kings together attacked Arjuna. They angrily hurled at him whatever weapons they had, but they were no match for Arjuna. The celestials watching the war from the sky rejoiced, exclaiming, "Excellent, excellent!" Bhima attacked Duryodhana. A sharp arrow sent by Bhima pierced him and Duryodhana fainted in his chariot. His charioteer quickly took him away from the battlefield. Then the troops backing Duryodhana broke up and fled away. After some time, Duryodhana recovered and returned to the battlefield. He was shocked to see that his army had fled, being unable to withstand the onslaught of the Pandavas. His anger turned towards Bhishma and Drona. He rushed to Bhishma and said, "It is not right that this should happen when you are here. Our forces are put to disgrace and flight. I am afraid you are partial to the Pandavas. You should have told me before the battle began that you would not fight with the Pandavas. If you and Drona have affection for me, then both of you must destroy my enemies. I am sure that they are no match for your valor." Bhishma, hearing and taunting the words of Duryodhana, laughed at him and said, "You rejected the path of peace and opted for war. With Krishna as their head, the Pandavas are unconquerable even by the celestials. You do not understand us. I am sincerely fulfilling my duties with all my might. I am an old man and am using all my strength. You just see, I shall scare the Pandava army and disperse them just as they have yours." The Pandavas had won one round of the day's battle. But now Bhishma rushed like a mad elephant against the army of the Pandavas with renewed energy. The Pandavas were rudely shaken in their confidence. It was but midday. They had to withstand Bhishma for another half a day. A river of blood now flowed. Bhishma moved about like a whirlwind and was seen everywhere in the battlefield. Seeing the dreadful aspect of Bhishma, Krishna told Arjuna, "Dhananjaya, now the testing time has come to justify your words. You said that you would destroy the Kaurava army led by Bhishma, Drona and all others. Act now like a hero and attack Bhishma. Otherwise, our army cannot regain courage. Our soldiers are disheartened." Arjuna said, "Drive my chariot towards Bhishma." As Arjuna's chariot sped on towards Bhishma, it met a hostile reception from the latter, who covered it with his arrows. But Arjuna sent three arrows to cut off the bow of Bhishma. Bhishma immediately took up another bow, but that too met the same fate. Bhishma was all praise for Arjuna's skill in archery. "Hail, brave warrior," said Bhishma. Then Bhishma took up another bow and poured shafts on Arjuna's chariot with unerring aim. Arjuna had great respect for Bhishma. Krishna noticed that he was deliberately soft in hitting Bhishma. Krishna thought that if Arjuna went on like this, the army, which had already been so badly demoralized, would be utterly destroyed and all would be lost. Even as he was thinking thus, Bhishma sent more arrows which pierced both Krishna and Arjuna. Then, seeing the great power of Bhishma, who was showering arrows continuously, and the mildness with which Arjuna was retaliating, Krishna felt that there was now a crisis facing the Pandava army. The vast army on the Pandavas began to disperse. Krishna was moving his chariot most skillfully, yet both he and Arjuna were hit many times by Bhishma's arrows. Krishna's anger rose. He said, "Arjuna, I can stand it no more. I shall myself kill Bhishma if you will not do it." Dropping his reins, he took up his discus and jumped down from the chariot and dashed forward towards Bhishma. Bhishma was not perturbed. On the contrary, he was in an ecstasy of joy. He threw away his bow and stretched his hands and said, "Come, come, O Lord of Lords, I bow to you. O Madhava, have you indeed come down from the chariot for my sake? If I am killed by you, I shall consider it the greatest honor. I shall be glorified in the three worlds. Give me the boon that I die at your hands and be saved for eternity." Arjuna was watching this. He was distressed. He jumped down from the chariot and ran after Krishna. He seized him by his hand and forcibly dragged him back. Arjuna respectfully bowed to him and said, "O Lord, control your anger. I swear that I will carry out my promise. I will certainly destroy the Kauravas." Krishna was satisfied. He once again climbed into the chariot, took the reins and blew loudly his conch Panchajanya. The four quarters resounded with its echo. Bhishma, accompanied by Bhurishravas, arrows in hands and resembling a comet risen to consume a constellation, rushed against Arjuna. Bhishma hurled a javelin at Arjuna. The fight went on for a long time. Arjuna now sent the Indrastra and destroyed a large portion of the Kaurava army. The sun was slowly setting. Bhishma and Drona ordered the armies to be withdrawn. The third day's fighting was over. Duryodhana was desperate. He had seen that day the terrible form of Arjuna. The warriors of the Kaurava side were saying among themselves, "In today's battle, Arjuna killed 10,000 warriors and 7,000 elephants. The feat achieved by him is indeed very great. None else is capable of such a feat." Thank you.